to the gas station, the next gas station and stop? And I said, yeah, it's a couple hours down the way. You don't mind if you wait? And he said, no, I don't mind. Besides, I like to sit here and watch the cars drive by. That's what's fun about what? That's what's fun about?
That's what's fun about what? Looking out the window without
That's what's fun. Right, that's what's fun about looking out the window without having to be driving. Yeah, your poor father has to watch the road.
Oh, but driving, it's also fun.
Yeah. Well, you could pretend you're driving.
Wait.
That's right, you can. Ross is saying that it was nighttime. I asked him, when is it sunset? When is it night? And he said, now. I said, now? He said, no, not now. And then suddenly he decided it was nighttime. And then we turned the corner and he saw a little bit more of the sunset behind us. And he said, time really flies. What'd you say?
Time flies. And you said,
it's not really sunset, you said?
No, you said.
It said it's not really, it's
no,
really.
I said, time really flies. And you said,
uh-huh.
And you thought it was night and it turned out to be sunset.
Right.
It wasn't even morning again.
Is that what you said?
But I said, we didn't even
time really flies. It wasn't even morning again. Yeah, I think that was
really
it.
Flies.
You thought, at first you thought that the whole day had changed, switched around, gotten to be.
He didn't really.
No, he was just playing around with it though. Well, why do you think time flies, Ross?
Well, I
was
playing a joke.
You're just playing a joke. In fact, you really got tricked by the sun, didn't you?
By the mountain.
The mountain tricked you. You thought, first you thought it was dark, and then you turned around and you suddenly saw it was light.
The mountain got in your way, so you couldn't see the sunset.
Like it is doing now.
Uh-huh.
Right. Is it nighttime now?
No.
What is it, nighttime or sunset?
Let's see.
You know what they call it now, Ross? It's not sunset, it's called dusk.
Dusk?
Dusk. It's dusk.
You're right, Ross.
Look. See? It's dusk.
Yeah.
Ross was going to be dark soon and then horrible things would happen. And he said, I turn into a werewolf. You're going to be very lucky if I don't notice you guys. You're going to be very lucky. In other words, watch out. Right now, do you want to get dressed and go down with me and have breakfast?
No, I'm gonna sleep some more.
Okay, you sleep some more then. Okay.
I'm gonna sleep some more with you.
Okay. A little earlier, Marky said Ross finished his soup, and Ross said, "I didn't eat any soup. I don't like soup." And he said, you ate it in my sleep.
No, dream.
Well, actually, you said you ate it in my sleep, Mark. And then I said, Marky means he dreamt that you ate it. And now he's correcting himself. But actually, he said in my sleep. You didn't eat it? Just in his dream, honey.
Mark said you ate it in my dream.
What else did Rossi do?
You said you would eat in my dream.
Uh-huh. Did he finish it?
I don't talk in my dream.
Did he finish it, Mark?
No, like you ate soup in my dream. Uh-huh.
How do you know, Ross? You weren't in Marky's. You didn't get in Marky's head to have his dream.
Oh yeah.
How do you get inside Marky's head?
You wait.
I don't know yet.
You wait soup in my dream.
You don't know yet, but you just did.
He really ate Super Mind Dream. He just doesn't know.
That's right. You just don't know, Ross.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I did not eat soup.
Uh-huh.
Nuh-uh.
Because you didn't... Because the real Rossi wasn't in my dream.
The real Rossi wasn't in his dream, Ross. It was just the dream, Ross, right? Tiffany's Ross?
Yeah.
Who's Tiffany's Ross?
It's Tiffany's
boyfriend. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Does Tiffany have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Where's Tiffany?
She's in my class.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And her boyfriend is called... Ross Alexander? Are you sure you're not her boyfriend?
And you know what? He's older.
Mud.
Mud people?
Yeah. Know who I like better than those dumb Hayden mud people?
Who?
I like better you and Ross and Mom and myself.
Better than those dumb hated mud people?
Yeah.
Were there mud people in your dream?
No. I would kick them.
You can't kick mud people.
Hey, Dad, I don't know why I like
them. What, Ross? Gargamel?
Skyscraper. Uh-huh. He was so little, so they call him Skyscraper.
Oh, I see. Isn't that funny? How many kids want to eat breakfast with Daddy?
That's not yet done yet. But, then they were, then they were fine, and,
uh-huh. Yeah, brought a picture to me, and I said, "What is that?" And he said, I'll draw it. I'll show you what it is." And he went back and he wrote MHIABBI, and I said, "Oh, it's a Miyabi." And he said, "Yeah, whatever." And he said, and he went, and he said, he took it to Mary and said, "Look, Mom, it's a Mabi. Miyabi." And what's interesting about this is that he's a little bit earlier he was saying, what's a Serbys? And I said, it's a Serbis. And what's a Gonkur? And this is a Gonkur. And you have time spelling random letter combinations, and I had to pronounce them. A lot of them were unpronounceable. And he seems to have gotten the idea that you can just throw letters together and somehow they're going to make a word. Is very much like when he was a little baby. He used to sort of make up words, even though they didn't really mean anything, sort of to describe some unspecifiable thing. Now he's writing them out. Ms. Mary says that she used to do that when she was a kid. Now, I certainly never remember doing anything like that. But she also remembers taking pictures to people, asking them to tell her what they were. Again, I'd never do anything quite like that. I mean, anywhere near like that. I never do anything, in fact, that I can remember that was very fantasy-oriented at all.
Well, let's see. We were
I was explaining why I had turned the tape recorder back to the beginning, to Ross. I said I did that because we had been listening to it from the... the tape had been going for a while and we didn't have the sound on, so I turned it back. And Ross didn't answer, and Mark interjected. What did he interject? He said, so we can... So we can hear it again. Or, yeah, I think that's what he said, so we can hear it again. And then Ross said, oh. But it was Mark who just interjected that as an explanation to Ross to kind of clear up all this that I was talking about to Ross. Is it, because Ross wasn't quite, he was still balking at the fact that I'd turned it. Anyway, that was it. Song on Smurf tape called Believe and All Your Dreams Will Come True. And after this song had played, it was over. And Mark said, I do. I believe. And I said, well, I love that song. That's a really pretty song. And then he said, then it was silence, and then I do. I really believe. And I asked him if he believed it. I do. I don't know. I asked him if his dreams came true or... I do a lot. That's what he says. I do a lot. Anyway, it was not sure whether his believing a lot or whether his dreams came true a lot. And he said that he believed a lot. And then Ross said that he believed, but that his dreams never came true. And Mark said that, well, his dreams came true some of the time, but he believed a lot. And that was pretty much... He didn't seem to be bothered by that. Ross was a little bothered that his dreams didn't come true. Mark didn't care. He was just going to...
Ross is having some orange juice. And... I take a quick little sip from his glass before I gave it to him, and this, Ross complained and said, Daddy took some of mine, or something like that. And I said, I'm just testing. And he said, you're not testing. I already had a glass? And which means that you knew it was okay because you poured me.
I already had some and I liked it.
I already had some and I liked it, yeah. You had already poured me a glass and you knew it was okay at that point. And I knew it was okay. So why are you checking for the consistency at a later point? It couldn't have changed by now. Yes, Ross, be really nice. He said, I hate being nice.
Am I being nice?
Yeah, you're being nice. And then he said, when were you so nice? And he said, I had to be nice all the way home yesterday. Had to be that way all the way home yesterday.
In the car coming home from Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You were good yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Why can't I be bad today?
Well, why do I have to make breakfast and bring you things? Why do I have to be that good mother? When I'd really just like to sit here and stuff my face. Just make coffee for me, just make the rolls for me, just serve myself, forget you.
Yeah.
I have
stop
to say,
doing.
Would you like some tea, honey?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you say yes, I have to go out there and make it instead of drinking my coffee. Why do I have to be nice like that, huh?
Ross, come back. Oh, he's going to give you a kiss.
He's going to come and do something nice.
He came around and got his own honey without asking anyone for it, because he knew that if he would be told that he was asking and demanding for too many things, right? Ross, use your spoon when you do that, okay? What? No, it's too much.
Oops. Spoon.
Twirl your spoon. Twirl it around. Good. Now go.
Okay, good. Marky, what would you like?
And then you can lick your spoon. But don't use it again.
Marky,
just did a little picture. And he said, I can't wait all day. He came up to me, I can't wait all day. What he meant was that he wanted me to, I assume that what he wanted was me to put a name on it and date it.
Or
so
look
it was
at it.
Look at it or something, yeah, and pay some attention to it. And so I put a name on it, date it. And I said, okay, go put it over in Ross's desk. And he said, I'll put it in a pile. In other words, he didn't say the pile, put it in a pile. Drop the R.